This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
That's right, it is Free Talk Live, and you are free to call in and talk live here on the airwaves, because that's what we do on Free Talk Live. That's what we called it, Free Talk Live. I'm going to give you a telephone number. I really wish you'd write this down, because, well, you know, it's not an 800 number, so we switched over from the old 800 number, and this is a new 603-283-6160. It's a toll line, if people still use toll lines. I'm not entirely sure. It's Mark with you.
And nobody.
And Ian is frantically calling Westwood One to see if he can get a connection here. He'll be back in a moment. Again, 603-283-6160. And the article that I brought in for show prep this evening is from FEE, the Foundation for Economic Education. I do like them very much. It's called 10 Crazy Examples of Unrelated Waste and Partisan Kickbacks in the New COVID Bill. Now, I suspect if you're like a lot of people, you're either presuming the COVID bill is full of pork and has nothing to do with COVID, or you believe the COVID bill is extraordinarily important, and underlying all of those beliefs is, I'd like as big a check as possible.
And you have a hard time tying your shoes.
Well, I mean, you know, I don't know. I can understand why people want checks from the government. The government, you know, is getting in our way.
I would be delighted. I think we should just kick everybody in America a check for $1 million just for nothing.
Well, and not increase,
as a crypto holder, I completely support that plan.
And not increase the debt by one penny would be my
hope. Increase the debt. Increase the debt. Borrow it all. Borrow $1 trillion. Borrow $10 trillion. Doesn't matter. Just crash that dollar.
That's what seems to be happening to some extent. So I've been on a years-long adventure trying to figure out the national debt and, you know, the debt-backed dollar and all these sorts of things. And I will say that while Milton Friedman was probably right that it doesn't matter the amount of debt, it does matter the amount of debt relative to the other central banks' debts. So if the United States government, in the form of the Federal Reserve, is the best place to put, safest place to loan money, you'll always get your money back, then people will continue to do it. But, you know,
and the money will continue to become more and more worthless.
That's true, but all money is becoming worthless. The question is your money becoming...
Not Bitcoin cash, not gold, not silver. Just fiat money, which is naturally worthless, is returning to its natural value.
I'm not sure that you can call Bitcoin, BTC, anything but a virtual commodity at this point. Perhaps the neo-virtual bearer bond or something like that. I mean, I'd be willing to go for that.
I'd call it a prepaid service.
A prepaid service, okay? Within that.
Well, the reason is because what you actually spend Bitcoin on, the one transaction that's actually denominated in Bitcoin, is Bitcoin fees. So basically, Bitcoin provides the service of maintaining a public ledger, and you pay for your use of that service in advance by buying Bitcoin.
Well, what about the transaction itself? Isn't that what you pay? Transaction fee?
Well, the thing is, the transaction fee is the part of it. It's like, you know, you've bought a Bitcoin, which is a gift certificate for a certain number of transactions or a certain amount of transactioning on the blockchain, and you use those gift certificates to pay for actually doing transactions.
It seems pretty complicated. So one of the things I dislike is the term Bitcoin these days. Bitcoin is 10 million Satoshis. A Satoshi is sort of a thing, but Bitcoin is a quantity of things. You know, and I think we at some point need to do away with this terminology generally. But I don't know what else to call them. So,
well, it's kind of like a dollar and a cent. It's just there's 100 million cents to their dollar.
I think it's 10 million, maybe.
I think it's 100, but I could be wrong. Okay. I think it's 10 to the 8th.
I looked at it, and it was, and there were, like, a Satoshi was worth, like, there was, like, 20 Satoshis per cent. I mean, we're getting pretty close to Satoshis being worth a cent at this point, with Bitcoin continuing to its meteoric rise.
But to the extent that 20x is close. But, you know, we've 20x'd many times in the Bitcoin world, so it doesn't seem unreasonable.
Well, the cent is going down and the Satoshi is going up. At some point, presumably, they will meet if these things are linear.
Yeah. Although, you know, the big wild card there is, when are people going to figure out that there are 8,000 different cryptocurrencies out there, and nearly all of them are better than Bitcoin.
Well, part of the better and good and all these sorts of things is name recognition. I don't know. I mean, I try to remain agnostic on all of these. I have a transaction hanging on the Bitcoin ledger at this point that has been hanging for well over a week.
Oh, wow.
And it was because
And what's your fee on that?
$6.
Okay, and how big was the transaction?
Large.
Okay, so it's a very large transaction.
Yeah, it was a large transaction, and it turns out, you see, the thing is that I, a person who has used the Bitcoin ledger for some time, made a mistake. Uh-huh. And that mistake was to believe that transactions cost about the same thing. This transaction should have been denominated at the time at perhaps something like $60 instead of $6, and it probably would have gone
$60
through.
$60?
Yeah.
That's twice as much as a bank transfer.
Right.
That's why I say BTC is not a good coin, because there are two coins where you're going to pay over a dollar for a transaction fee, and that's Bitcoin and ETH. Every other coin will do it for a fraction of a penny, maybe a couple of pennies.
Right, I did do the transaction later in Bitcoin Cash for a fraction of a penny. And, of course, the people that would argue the point, they would say that, well, that's because nobody uses Bitcoin Cash, when Bitcoin Cash is a much larger ledger, but then, of course, that increases decentralization. I don't know. The yammering goes on, and I have yammered on the Bitcoin Cash side of this for a long time. Mm-hmm. I'd say the one thing that bugs me about Bitcoin Cash is its depreciation in relative to Bitcoin since I've had it and purchased it. And it's not a good feeling.
Well, if you bought it at the very start, then yeah, you've had some depreciation. If you you know. The as I recall, I don't know what the current numbers are, but for a while, Bitcoin Cash was rising against Bitcoin. But you're up against a big hype machine. The big banks want you using BTC, which is sabotage, so it can't compete with them. And the Federal Reserve wants you using BTC, which is sabotaged. And Wall Street gamblers want you using BTC, which has a futures market.
Right. So Bitcoin BTC has some real advantages. Like when it was created, it was innovative, pseudonymous, fast, cheap, and a bunch of things. Uh-huh. Now, at this point, you basically can't do anything but major transactions with it. I mean, you know, if you paid $76, we'll use that as an example, $76 for a transaction fee to buy a car that cost $30,000, you probably would just call that, you know, not worth dickering over.
I would call it wasting $75, 99 and a half cents.
You could. certainly. But I mean, you wouldn't feel it in the transaction, is what I'm trying to say. If you bought a house or a car, no problem. But if you're buying a hamburger, then you're not going to pay $76 for a $5 hamburger.
True.
Yeah, $81 for a $5 hamburger. That's a ridiculous thing to do. So
yes.
It seems to be ready-made for banks, because banks could hold a large amount of BTC and use what they call Lightning Network to facilitate transactions. Basically, BTC made a new banking system.
Whereas BCH, on the other hand, made a cheap and affordable banking system.
That's true. The number, 603-283-6160. We will get into the story about the COVID spending bill and all the waste that's in it. 603-283-6160. Free Talk Live.
Tired of cancel culture? Sick of mega tech corporations holding an axe over your head? Join the LRN.fm Matrix chat server. It's self-hosted, so no one else can tell us what to do or say. Don't like the existing channels? You can make your own. You can even connect into some of our channels from other Matrix servers. It's federated. For the full LRN.fm Matrix experience, though, you should join our server via the step-by-step instructions at chat.lrn.fm. chat.lrn.fm.
Do you feel like your nation, state, or community no longer holds your values? Have you dreamt of a place where people agree that liberty is important and are free to pursue their projects so long as they respect the property of others? There are many people just like you that are discovering FreePrivateCities.com. Their social media links are at the upper right of the page at FreePrivateCities.com. All skill levels will be needed when the first of the Free Private Cities opens. It's sooner than you think. Stop arguing and build. FreePrivateCities.com.
What if the United States and the Soviet Union had fought on land, sea, air, and the astral plane, struggled for dominion across parallel dimensions, or on the surface of the moon? What wonders would have been unveiled? What terrors would have haunted mankind from those dark and dismal dimensions? Come closer, peer through a glass darkly, and discover the horrifying alternative visions of World War III from some of today's greatest minds in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. Weird World War III. Available now from Bain Books at BainBooks.com.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you are helping the state. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it, use it, spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment. All things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live, and we do have open phones here at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160 in the studio with you. You've got Ian.
Nobody.
And Mark. Of course, you can take control of the airwaves here. You can bring up anything that you want. There's a lot of stuff in the news. Mark, you had a story last night that we were going to get into tonight. regarding the COVID bailout bill, the latest one. Because there was, what, one last year, yep. And then there's going to be another one this year. And, of course, we saw what happened to the price of Bitcoin.
Pork.
We're just talking about that a moment ago as a result. And you know, there's a strong sense, I think, with a lot of people that the rise in the Bitcoin price somewhat has to do with the fact that the government was printing out a bunch of dollars in the last year, and they're going to do a lot more of that this year, I suspect.
Something like 20% of the dollars in existence were created in the last year.
I've heard that on the low end. I've heard other people citing above 30%, but either way, if you just even if you go conservative and accept the 20% number, that's still a staggering number of dollars.
Yeah, but if you go conservative, you have to hate gay people.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to do that. So if you want to join us here, 603-283-6160.
So you, Josh, but the fact is that this is the sort of the most stunning problem with politics in America. There are a lot of Democrats out there that are economically conservative that see the point that conservatives and Republicans make on economics. They just can't handle the fact that Republicans won't shout down the people that hate their gay friends or their friends from different countries or their
immigrant
friends.
So they need to go libertarian.
Agreed, but I mean, libertarianism needs to meet a sort of a threshold of the network effect in order to get there. I think that many people are libertarian, and I think more people are libertarian than ever before. But I don't think they don't appear to be interested in voting libertarian. There was a really great choice between you had a choice between two crooked old perverts this last go around and a female doctor. You know, PhD that they could have voted for. And these people, seriously, more than have ever in history voted for two crooked old perverts.
Well, each one of them was convinced, sadly enough, that one crooked old pervert was worse than the other crooked
right.
old pervert.
Markedly worse.
And
not even, marginally worse, one of the markedly worse.
Yeah.
And I would say that.
And that's, you know, due mostly to having a media that's on the take, a media that is designed to prop up the two-party system and the monsters that own it.
How does the media benefit from the two-party system?
The media benefits by continuing to have their jobs and their licenses to operate, because the media is owned by the same people who own the Democratic Party and the Republican Party,
Could be.
And all of Wall Street and every other scam on earth.
Well, they don't. They put the libertarians on the air now and then, and when they do, they don't perform particularly well. I still go back to that situation where Michael Badnarik in 2004 goes on CNN for his 5 minutes of chit-chat and his hair's stuck up and his tie's all to the side. It's like, man, how the heck did that happen?
Okay, but then again, if that's your biggest concern is, gee, this guy's going to, can I vote for a guy who wants to make all of my decisions one way or the other and his hair is perfect, or do I want to vote for a guy who doesn't want to take my choices away from him, even though his hair is messed up? Well, if you choose the good hair, you're the problem.
Rich, I think it's an unfair characterization. Here's why. You are operating in a sphere where your IQ is, super two standard deviations from the norm.
Okay.
And if you can't understand what it's like for people down there at the mean or one click below the mean, then you're never going anywhere. Because what you're saying is true, right? If we're going to have a president, we shouldn't pick them based on their hair. But remember, for a reason, they wanted to have everybody to have a vote. And the reason is so that they can continue to get their banal liars and thieves through this process. So, yes, people are going to vote based on the color of a suit or the style of hair, and they're going to do a bunch of things because that's what humans do. If we don't have a system that's designed for humans, we're effed.
Well, easy system designed for humans is don't design the system because
I wish it could be that. I do. But I don't know what else to do about it. I'm stuck in the same quandary as you are. Had I been able to vote, I would have voted for Joe Jorgensen because
I'm not a foreigner.
You're
a foreigner.
I live in a U.S. territory.
Okay.
But I'm sure that doesn't seem any different to folks. So, territories like Puerto Rico or U.S. Virgin Islands, these sorts of things. I call it U.S. Marianas in order to...
Or any other U.S. state before it became a state.
Yeah, that's true.
They were all territories.
So...
Except the 13 originals, of course.
Yeah. Vermont was part of either one or another state, so the 14th, I would say, was not a territory.
Was Vermont attached to New Hampshire or New York? Or?
Well, they were willing to shoot each other over that question.
Really?
New York believed it was part of New York, and New Hampshire believed it was part of New Hampshire. But Vermont thought it was worth burning people's houses down over being their own state.
Well, you know, if somebody was debating over whether or not they owned me, I might burn their house down, too.
It's a way to solve a problem. Anyway.
Well, or at least, you know, incentivize people not to have that debate.
Ian, do you have this story on From Fee?
Oh, what, did you send it to me?
Yeah, I wanted you to cover it.
I don't know where you put it.
All right, well, I've got it here.
I mean, if you want to talk about something else, but.
No. Unrelated waste and partisan kickbacks on the new COVID bill. President Biden has proposed $1.9 trillion in additional COVID-19 spending.
He's pork the other white meat.
He's asking Congress to authorize another round of checks, more expanded unemployment benefits, a $15 minimum wage, and much, much more over the weekend.
Okay, now a $15 minimum wage, one of these things is not like the other. So he wants to hand out money, but then he wants to destroy jobs in the middle of a government-caused economic crisis.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I think it's the Government Accounting Office, GOA. It's one of the government agencies. Nonpartisan. It's just a government agency.
Well, they're in favor of the government, but yes, nonpartisan.
Yeah, they're partisan in that way. They have already released this and said that, yes, there would be an immediate benefit to the poor people that kept their jobs, but that over time, more and more people who are down between the $7 and the $15 minimum wage would lose their jobs. Because you got to ask yourself this, ladies and gentlemen.
If you're starting a business, $15 minimum wage here, 15 cent minimum wage in China, where are you going to open your business?
Well, if you think about a burger shack in the poorest state, Mississippi, is that right?
Yeah.
In the poorest town, I don't know. And just imagine that versus, say, New York City or Seattle. Yeah, it makes sense, perhaps, in New York City or Seattle to say, well, the wages are at $19. We might as well just put in a minimum wage of 15 because it doesn't change anything. Whereas in Biloxi, Mississippi, on the other hand, I'm just picking it up. You know, you can't run a business with a $15 minimum wage. So they are going to put people out. And this shouldn't be a national issue.
The poorest people are going to be the ones put out.
They always are.
603-283-6160, Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is commemorating the 50 millionth coronavirus vaccine shot. The shots were administered to 4 people during a live event at the White House. Biden also warning about the increase of coronavirus mutations.
Cases and hospitalizations could go back up with new variants as they emerge. So, I want to make something really very clear. This is not a time to relax.
Biden not providing any specific evidence to back up those claims. The state of Michigan announced 24 felony charges, including sexual assault and human trafficking, against John Gettert, the head coach of the 2012 Olympic gymnastics team and one of the closest allies of disgraced former team doctor Larry Nassar. The former coach committing suicide after the charges were announced by the Michigan AG. You're listening to USA Radio News. The annual Conservative Political Action Conference, known as CPAC, opened today in Orlando, Florida. The speaker lineup includes Senators Josh Hawley of Missouri and Ted Cruz of Texas, and former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. Former President Trump set to headline CPAC Sunday. As far as what we can expect to hear from the former president, Stephen Miller, one of his former advisors, believes
he's going to talk about the economy. He's going to talk about opening our schools back up again so our children can learn and socialize and develop. He's going to talk about, obviously, the immigration issue, which the president believes, and I agree, is political suicide for the Democrat Party. He's going to talk about standing up to China, bringing back our manufacturing jobs. He's going to talk about that blue-collar working-class agenda.
U.S. unemployment claims dropped to 730,000 last week as the pandemic eased and winter storms disrupted filings. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
It's a moment of Free Talk Live. Get our archives daily via our podcast at feeds.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. We're talking about the COVID bill, the latest bailout, the latest pork, as you described it, nobody.
There's also a $15 minimum wage, which is just a regulation,
basically. And they're throwing that in the same bill?
Yeah, it appears to be all in the same thing.
I did hear a rumor. Now, I didn't look at the details of it. I heard a rumor that like quietly in the same bill they're going to abolish the tipped employee minimum wage. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, I wonder.
I don't know if it's true, but that's just what I heard.
It wow. does seem like a relic of the past.
Does that mean no minimum wage for tipped employees? Or
at the federal level, that's what it would mean, if that is a true statement. I saw it in just a headline. I didn't take the time to look at the story.
I wonder if that would be an interesting model. What if you ran your entire restaurant on tips? that would be an interesting way to do it.
Yeah, I don't know. I hate the tipping model, so I wouldn't want to do anything that furthered it. But I can, currently at some point in the relatively recent past, tipping, the minimum wage for tipping was like people got tips was $2.19.
Yeah, I think it's $3.20.
Really low.
$3.50 or something like
and
that.
And
but if you're making $1,000 a night in tips, who cares?
Indeed, and the. You know, what they'll say is that when I was working as a server, they'd say that your side work, so cutting up, say, lemons or, you know, restocking the cups or whatever they give you, assign you to do, was what you got paid your minimum wage for. And then, you know, of course, your tips were for serving tables. And I don't know that that's exactly right. I think that that's intended to be, this is the minimum you get in case business is slow. That's what a minimum wage would mean. I think the most insightful fact I can make against a minimum wage is Paul Krugman, who is pretty well. Why don't you give a quick definition of Krugman, Rich?
Krugman is an economic idiot who thinks that the that we would actually be richer if we had a fake alien invasion and spent billions of dollars preparing for it. This stupidity did not, however, stop him from winning a Nobel Prize.
And being regularly published in, I believe, New York Times.
Yes. Well, Krugman said, so he's liked by the leftists, quite generally. He said that when I listened to him debate a, I can't remember the gentleman's name off the top of my head right now, but he was a Heritage Foundation fellow. So a conservative and a liberal economist were debating, and among other things, the minimum wage. Krugman said, yes, the minimum wage does cause low-skill workers, i.e. young people, immigrants, these sorts of things, to lose jobs to high-skill workers. Let me explain. Let's say the minimum wage is $7.25 an hour. I think that's what it was at some point, or was that was close to that.
I think it's close to that now.
That's what it was. During the economic downturn from 2006 to 2008, when people were losing jobs, you'd find people who were making $50,000 a year going to work at a fast food restaurant, taking a job from somebody who would have been 16, 17, and getting their first job and learning a skill. This is one of the reasons why the millennials are complaining is that they never got good education on how to work a job. I had a job starting at the age of 12 and worked at the same place from 12 to 18. I learned more in my after-school job than I did at school during the day.
Of course.
Well, you can still have an after-school job. It's just now you have to be able to earn enough to feed a family of four before you're allowed to have that job.
Right, because they want a wage that supports a living wage for a regular worker. It's really insane,
right,
the idea that you would immediately step in at a regular worker wage. Krugman said, well, maybe we need a minimum wage based on age. So instead of just saying, hey, this regulation's pointless, let's further make more regulations surrounding this regulation to make it better or whatever. Really, honestly,
no amount of control is enough for these people.
Right. That would be, you know, not good enough, because some 14-year-olds would be better than other 14-year-olds, and it would just keep on going on. And, what about the immigrants as they come in? I mean, you know, they're not going to be, if you don't have the command of the language that I do, you're not going to be able to compete with me in the same way.
I think that what we ought to do is set Paul Krugman's minimum wage to $1 trillion a year, and then we'll never hear from Krugman again.
Right, if they did pass that, then New York Times would let him go.
Yeah.
And he'd never have a job because his minimum wage would have been set too high.
Exactly. And that will completely silence that ignorant
the idea,
something I can't say.
The idea that any politician or any economist or anybody can determine what every one of the wages of the 325 million people in the United States or the 8 billion people on the planet, the idea that any one person can determine what those people should make at a minimum is absolutely ridiculous. And
that's what communists thought.
Yeah. And they failed time and time and time again, but you can't tell a commie that.
Nope.
So the idea that...
But it wasn't real communism. It wasn't real communism if I'm in charge.
You know what's not real not real socialism? Democratic socialism. I mean, socialism has a definition. It means state ownership of the means of production. What Bernie Sanders proposes isn't socialism. It's a robust welfare state.
Well, it's a massively destructive welfare state.
I'm not saying it's good. I'm just saying it's not the definition of socialism. So people who are saying that things like Venezuela and the USSR aren't socialism don't understand what real socialism is. The people who are saying things like Denmark and Sweden are socialism don't know the definition of socialism. I mean, why do you have
socialism
to co-op?
Socialism has to have the dictatorship of the proletariat. If it's not a dictatorship, it's not real socialism.
Yeah. It's really, I mean, I don't know, just a kooky, kooky world. I don't get it.
Okay, so you had a story about five different highlights?
It's
ten.
Ten highlights from the bill.
Or lowlights, however you want to look at it.
Yeah, the Foundation for Economic Education. Number one, $1 billion for racial justice for farmers. In the $1.9 trillion coronavirus stimulus package being pushed by President Biden, it puts more than $1 billion towards socially disadvantaged farmers and related groups, including an equity commission, agricultural training, and other assistance to advance racial justice in farming. Now, if you're not doing well as a farmer today, how is this going to stimulate the economy by giving you money? Farming is something that takes at least a full year to get good at, mm-hmm. right? So racial justice in farming, which just says to me that...
Does that just mean that minority farmers will get a bunch of money and then they'll basically be being, like a lot of corporate farm welfare, be paid not to do anything, essentially?
Well, they'll probably be expected to do something, mm-hmm. but they'll get extra money to prolong mm-hmm. the demise of their farm if they're not good at farming. Mm-hmm. If they are, there's
they're
probably
expected to vote Democratic. That's what they do.
Yeah, this is a payoff to vote Democratic.
I see.
This is what basically all it comes.
But there
down
aren't
to.
That many farmers, so it's not going to be a whole lot of votes.
No,
there's more corporate welfare.
There's probably more farmers than there were 10 years ago, though.
Really?
Yeah, I think my guess is, at least in some states, people are starting farming. There's sort of a mini back to the land movement. Hmm. And so people are starting farming in order to do CSAs and deliver food to people individually. Anyway, I'm seeing a lot of farms start up. I don't know of any that are. Hmm. Mine did. Mine failed. Mine's gone. Okay. But it was never making money anyway. It was a hobby.
Can you call it a farm if you're only farming pigs, or is this?
I think they call it a pig farm, okay. And we had.
I thought they called that a police station.
And they had, we had all kinds of vegetation and stuff.
Okay.
We brought you food made on the farm, and you ate it, and you said it was good.
Sure.
But you've forgotten all about it because
you had good tomatoes.
Prick. What?
Yeah, you had good tomatoes.
Yeah, they were so good. I mean, if you're going to grow one vegetable, piece of vegetation, grow tomatoes.
But isn't it a fruit?
The difference is a fruit.
It is a fruit.
Okay. Yeah. Is ketchup is ketchup on French fries a salad?
Nope.
It's got, there's oil, vinegar, tomatoes, and potatoes. Is that not a salad?
Don't think so. You have to have more than one vegetable for a salad, my friend. And there's not a single vegetable in there. 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. If you want to join us here, you can take control of the airwaves. And we got more of this list of pork and such out of the COVID bill that they're talking about. They haven't passed it yet, but give them time. Maybe by the time they pass it, it'll be $3 trillion.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic. And only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electricity, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited number of solar backup generators are now back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently in your own home. So whether it's dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. And the best news, this week only, listeners purchasing a solar generator will receive hundreds of dollars in free off-the-grid bonuses. So go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Again, supplies are extremely limited, so go to mysolarbackup.com today.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight.
At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamg'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamg'day.com with longevity. Teamg'day.com.
Still not sure why you'd want to watch, but our video feed is streaming nightly for free at cam.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, the number for you to join us here, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
Nobody.
And Mark. Of course, you can bring up anything you want, and we do have this story that, Mark, you brought in tonight, the 10 crazy examples, according to the Foundation for Economic Education, of unrelated waste and partisan kickbacks in the new COVID bill. Let me put quotes around COVID on that one. They're just slapping all kinds of stuff into this thing, which is what they did before, of course.
Right. They're not saying the COVID doesn't exist. They're saying that the bill appears to have little to nothing to do with COVID.
Indeed, but like the Patriot Act, just put, you know, a word on it that people can identify with, and they'll pass it.
And this is the thing that frustrates me so much about sort of the mainstream media. The mainstream media says, oh, they called it a COVID bill. Okay, we'll report on the COVID parts of the COVID bill. Mm-hmm. They don't report on how little of the money spent has to do with COVID. They just presume that the politicians know, which is ridiculous, that, you know, for instance, giving $1 billion for racial justice to farmers is somehow going to fix things.
Well, you know, the media is owned by the media is the entertainment wing of the military-industrial complex.
Indeed.
Don't expect honesty from them. They're scum.
So is it a joke that I'm supposed to believe that plants are racist?
It's a joke that you're supposed to believe anything that the media says ever.
Well, I mean, at least Fox News was the one that reported, apparently, on number one on this list, Mark. So it did get some sort of media coverage. They cited Fox News on the racial justice story.
Number two, $50 million for environmental justice grants. The legislation allocates $50 million for environmental justice grants via the Environmental Protection Agency. The Republican Study Commission decried these grants as thinly veiled kickback because much of this money will end up going to the left-wing political groups.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
There you go, little kickback.
Did you want me to continue this list?
Sure,
I know that
ahead.
You were having some issues reading. Three, $112 million for California Transit Project. In an expenditure with zero apparent connection to COVID-19, the new bill allocates $112 million for the Bay Area Rapid Transit Expansion, or BART, program. The money would largely go to a specific underground rail project in Silicon Valley for which planning has been going on for several years, but it hasn't broken ground. Is that Elon Musk's underground thing, or is that like something else?
I don't think So, but maybe it's related.
So $112 million.
Must take a lot of handouts.
Yeah, he does. But then again, a lot of corporations do. I mean, you know, these guys get punished on one hand, and then on another hand, they get a handout. So, I mean, you can't really blame them for doing it. I mean, I think even you, nobody, have argued that if you can get money from the government as far as welfare is concerned, why not get it and then use it against them?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And if you can defraud a bank, do that, too.
They'll do it to you.
Yes, absolutely. Right. They've still got $40,000 they stole from my church.
That's right.
If a bank makes a mistake and they have to decide whether you'll pay for the mistake or they will pay for the mistake, you will pay for
the
mistake.
Every time. Let's go to Joe in Michigan.
Unless you burn their bank down, then they'll pay for the mistake.
Joe, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Yeah, this is bills like this are why people hate politicians. You know, the last COVID bill, they gave billions to like Pakistan to study gender and all this. I mean, it's how long is this going to go on, man? You know, only a politician can talk about billions and trillions like it's no big deal.
Well, it is no big deal when it's not your money. I mean, it's easy to spend other people's money.
If you're not getting ready. I think we got a depression coming. I think these idiots are going to push this country into the hole.
Oh, yeah.
And if you're not getting ready,
I think you're right. I mean, because we're just barely starting to see, I think, some of the economic fallout from the government's restrictions they put in place in 2020. I mean, we just saw that here in New Hampshire and in the New England region, there's a cinema chain, Cinemagic, that is, they're going out of business, closing all their locations. There goes the IMAX.
Where's your magic now?
Yeah, it's gone. It's gone. There was another story about a restaurant closing today. They claim it wasn't due to COVID, but it kind of was because it was a restaurant here in Keene. It's been open for maybe like 5 years. Not the longest run, but you know, not a bad one either. She couldn't renew her lease with the city of Keene, which is the owner of the airport where the restaurant's located, because they wanted her to be open 6 days a week with double shifts. And a lot of restaurateurs are just saying it is not worth it to do lunch at this point. They're only open for the dinnertime crowd, and it's not even a crowd anymore. It's just, you know, whoever comes in to get takeout, basically. So, you know, why would she want to run a business hours that don't make any sense for her? So she said, well, we can't renew the lease, so that business is closed. Mm-hmm. This is happening all over
America.
It's bad here too. It's all these politicians, man. They don't care. They just care about their power. You know, they never miss a paycheck, no matter how bad it gets. And I'm just telling people. In the past, it was precious metals and stuff. Now everybody's going to cryptocurrencies because they're worried about the economy. And you know, that's just like a sign. Get ready. Get your personal finances in order, get some food stocked up in case you have to, you know, eat out of your stockpile for a few weeks. I mean, I think we're headed toward, it's going to be like our grandparents and our great grandparents and stuff of the Great Depression. You know, you're going to have to rely on yourself because, you know, Big Brother ain't going to be there. Big Brother's just there to take your tax dollars.
Well, yeah, I mean, since when could you ever rely on the government? I mean, these people will throw you to the wolves in a heartbeat if, you know, you don't fill out the paperwork, right?
Most people are taught in school that it was the spending by the government that finally drug us out of the Great Depression, that FDR and his programs made it possible for people to survive until World War II, which finally somehow got us out of the Depression.
Well, interestingly enough, there's only been one depression in history that lasted 12 years, and it was the Great Depression. And the reason that it lasted 12 years is because Roosevelt kept fooling with the economy, and people were afraid to invest because they never knew what kind of harebrained, moronic scheme FDR would come up with next.
Didn't he also jack their gold from them?
Yeah, he also jacked their gold. Now, World War II did save us from the Great Depression by distracting FDR from messing with the economy long enough for it to recover from being quack-doctored by him.
Well, don't forget that the World War II was the worst time in American history since the Industrial Revolution for Americans, but post-World War II, and this is really important, every one of our competitors was smoking rubble. And so if you wanted to buy a washing machine, there was only one place that could make one in 1948. You know, but like the rest of the
Westinghouse.
That was it. And so World War II did bring the United States out, but for very strange reasons, not the reasons that they tell you in school. The government-funded school, by the way.
That was, that Keynesian economics, you know. Hayek was right that they weren't, you know, and we're going to, they've never learned the lesson, and we're going to repeat it, so...
Joe, thanks for calling tonight. Appreciate the warning. Hopefully people will take it seriously. The number, if you want to join us, and thanks for the call, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. You guys were talking about cryptocurrencies earlier. He mentioned it there.
Yeah.
Of course, gold and silver, precious metals have historically been very good against to kind of like keep you up with inflation, hedge against inflation.
There's not much you can do about the government spending money.
They're going
to
do that.
Stupid things. I mean, it's a treadmill to try to change what the government does.
No, the best thing you can do is advocate for secession and prepare yourself for the end of the federal government.
I'm not sure secession's going to happen until the federal government just collapses of its own weight, but whatever, you can, I get the goal. What you can really do, is you can protect your family in whatever ways you think are best. Now, if you think that's ammunition and freeze-dried food, then by all means. But consider prepping for success, too, which appears to be cryptocurrencies and silver and gold and things like this. I know we have them at my house. Or not at my house, but...
I would say the biggest part of prepping to keep your family safe is get some place where there are a lot of people around with the same sort of values that you have.
Absolutely.
Because if and when this turns into a shooting war, and it seems like it has to me, they are going to keep driving us into the dirt until we fight back. And when this turns into a shooting war, being surrounded by people who believe the same things you believe may well be the difference between life and death for you and for your family.
I tend to think it won't be a shooting war. I will agree with you that the nation is founded upon a revolution, but point out that when a revolution occurred in January of this year, a minor one.
That wasn't a revolution. That was a bunch of selfie-taking tourists.
Well, there's some people that climbed walls and had ropes, and they were prepared
for
something.
And then they took selfies.
I don't care what they did. What I'm telling you is that they called them white supremacists afterwards. They used the worst...
Make the point in a moment here. We'll continue. Hour number two is on the way. You can bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper-growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.